This is episode 150, recorded on March 7th, 2014. Packard pokes at Packard's Hot Pocket to Hell. Say, friend, have you ever heard someone say something like this?
Edward Johns claimed to be a psychic, but when his abilities were tested under proper scientific conditions, they magically disappeared. Edward explained this by saying that one had to have faith in his abilities for them to work.
You have committed a logical fallacy.
This is known as the special pleading fallacy. You moved the goalpost or made up an exception when your claim was shown to be false.
Is this the right one for an argument?
I've told you once.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
When? Just now.
If you want to learn more about this logical fallacy or other logical fallacies, please visit yourlogicalfallacyis.com.
Do you really like Packard Pokes At and want to promote the show? Then go to cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt. There are hundreds of items available, including hats, shirts, hoodies, and so much more. Every purchase from cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt helps support the show. Your Packard Pokes At coffee mug is waiting for you.
Do you want to stream Packard Pokes At on your iPhone or BlackBerry? Download Stitcher free today at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us tonight from the far east coast is Joe Unseen, but often heard.
There's only one Gary King.
Yes. And joining us from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
Is it spring yet?
I certainly hope so. I think it's going to be here because I saw robins in the yard. I mean, they were buried under the snow and their legs were sticking out. But, hey, they were in the yard.
Oh, man.
My cats will come over and be the cleanup crew.
Right.
You yelled at the house. You're like, Alex, put the meat back in the freezer. We're good tonight.
We're having kebab tonight. Anyway,
it's called squab. You know,
squab. That's it. That's it. Yeah, that's right. We're having squab tonight. Yes, she wasn't
red robin.
I don't think that's
the
what they.
White meat.
Yeah, the other white meat. I don't think that's what they meant by that commercial there. Anyway, we have some good stories for you tonight, so let's get going to our first topic for this evening.
Building a better future, science and technology.
Science. Oh, by the way, and I forgot again, this is episode 150, just 5 or 6 more. Actually, at episode 155, we're going to have our beta podcast episodes anniversary, and 156, we're going to have the first episode anniversary. So we're 6 away, people, 6 away. Anyway, our first story tonight, there's a lot of people out there that when they train to do battle, combat, whatever, they train hard. And I mean, they train to be able to, you know, take down your opponent in such ways that it's almost lethal. And the problem is with that is that because they have this specialized training, it's hard to find other people to train with that they don't actually end up killing them. There's a new battle armor. It's like kind of like Iron Man type armor, sort of, but it's not quite. It doesn't have the jet rockets. It doesn't shoot missiles off of it. And it doesn't have that cool look about it. What this armor does.
It looks cool.
Well, I mean, it's not like not like Tony Stark armor cool. I mean, this is cool armor.
It's kind of like motorcycle helmet, but all over.
Right. But also with this armor, it has sensors built into it, so this person could land a blow which considered to be either almost fatal or fatal, and it will register it so they can know how hard they're hitting and where they're hitting is the right position, the right way they're hitting, And if the person that they're trying to kill, as it were, you know, the license to kill people, will know what they need to do next time better. It's real fascinating. Now, this is not the kind of armor you're going to find out in the field. This is just for training stuff. This is not for, like, you're going to go out and wear this stuff and then find out how hard the people who are attacking you are hitting you. This is just for training exercise only. Joe, your thoughts?
I know Kung Fu. Show me. Well, now people who train in dangerous forms of martial arts can show each other. Mm-hmm. And forms of martial arts, like you mentioned, that involve weapons, they can show each other without chopping each other's arms and legs off.
Right.
You know, like, there's sensors in the armor where contact is. They can detect that, and they can know, like, what is a wound, what is a fatal blow, without actually wounding and fatally killing each other. And the idea is they want to eventually make a TV show out of this or something like that, or just cool. As a training method. And they also want to use it for police and military training, like you mentioned. So, I mean, this was just a... This was bound to come. I mean, live, coming at you, pay-per-view. Blah, blah, blah.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is just step one, I think, though, to mech suits. And mm-hmm. I want to see actual mech suits.
Yeah.
I don't see why we don't have them. There's a new video game coming out called Titanfall. And I look at that, and I'm just like, why don't we have that? Like, if we can make a Honda that can get 30 miles a gallon, why don't we have mech suits?
I don't think there's they don't have that quite brain robot interface completed yet. Once they do, everybody will have a stem in the back of their head that just go stick it back in there.
You don't even need that. You just need, like, really good hydraulics and lightweight metal.
Oh, sure. Well, yeah, I suppose you could use that. But it's more fun when it's
going to be a mech suit.
Yeah, but it's more fun when it's all brain controlled. You just have to sit there and go, uh-huh. Just
yeah,
think
but I
want to
lift up a car and throw it across the parking lot.
Joe the Unstoppable.
I am Iron Joe.
Connie, your thoughts?
I just have to wonder how good the connections are for all of the Wi-Fi and everything. But when you actually are competing in martial arts, they have to have judges, and it's a point system. Anybody who's seen Karate Kid, you understand that there's points given for in a sparring match.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing, that they said this can register those things, so you can say, yes, it definitely was, he was touched here,
right?
You know, the opponent was. But yeah, and the idea that they're gonna have an MMA kind of a show out of this, that was a natural progression.
Yeah.
So
well, it's
I tried to find out what the armor was made of, but I really there's nothing that they're saying right now up front about it.
They say it's just a flexible plastic type thing. It's flexible
right.
materials, and it comes in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth. So the only problem
with
that.
Yeah, and a POV camera and a mic and 52 pressure sensors. Yeah.
It looks
like high-tech LARPing to me.
Yeah, when I was reading this, I thought maybe this was like something they could control, you know, like what Joe was talking, a mech suit. And I was thinking, okay, hackers are going to get in there. People are going to start going crazy. And they're going to go, my mech suit's been hacked. I've been hacked. I can't control it. No, this is just...
They won't have to worry about hackers getting into it. They'll just run Windows 8 on the thing and it'll reboot in the middle of battle. They'll be like, I'm going to... Rebooting. Oh, crap!
I'm a little teapot, you know.
No, that would be funny. That would be funny. They start singing...
Like Angman style or something. Yeah.
They start dancing. Dancing in the middle of the battle. What the hell is going on, George? What are you doing to me over here?
They can have like an 800 number viewers at home can call in, like, do you want his suit to reboot right now? Call 1-800-YES or 1-800-NO.
Have him dance.
Yeah. Have him do the Macarena. Have him do the Wiggly
Worm. I don't
know when
he gets in the fight, but we give his dance a 10.
Right.
So I just love it.
They must be using some new materials in there. Speaking of new materials, there is a new state of matter. There's a lot of things that matter in life, and this is one of them. There's solid, liquid, gas, and of course, you know, those were the big three. And then I thought, well, that's it. No, then there came plasma. Then there came the Bose-Einstein condensate. Which is a supercritical fluid, and then there's more. And now the list has grown by one more. It was an unexpected discovery. It was dubbed Droppletons. 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 Now, it resembles a liquid, but it occurs under very different circumstances. It's formed when photon strikes a material, particularly a semiconductor. If an electron is knocked loose, you know, those silly electrons, they're always being knocked loose or excited. I like it when they say it's excited. It's like they gave it Viagra or something. And
so the matter is knocked up?
Yeah, it gets knocked loose, you know, and it gets knocked up and it goes makes more atoms, I guess.
creating matter.
And it gets excited and leaves what's termed as an electron hole. I wonder if that's like a glory hole. mind. It forces the other charges nearby to keep the electrons close enough to the hole to feel an attraction. I always feel like that same kind of attraction when I'm near a hole like that. It's like, I just got to get in that hole. Bound state forms known as excitron. Excitrons are called quasi-particles because the electrons and holes behave together as if they were a single particle. So this is all new science. I love the way the fact is that we're always discovering something new. Joe, your thoughts?
Well, as you mentioned, there's the three classical states of matter.
Mm-hmm.
And when you add plasma to that, that's the four fundamental states of matter.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this new form of matter definitely falls into a later group, which is the non-classical states of matter. There's a whole bunch of them. There's like a little laundry list of hard to pronounce things that are like hard to create. A lot of them are only created in the lab. And this definitely fits into those because this is created by shooting a laser into, I think, a solid piece of matter. And then it creates a hole by blasting away electrons.
Mm-hmm.
And it behaves like a molecule. They can study it like it's a molecule, even if it's only for a little bit of time. And so, yeah, that's kind of cool. Like they said that they could maybe use this technique to study how microorganisms work and stuff. So
oh, that's
I think
cool.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is kind of cool. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are very, very few. But I thought that Droppleton sounds like an English butler. Okay, Droppleton, please bring me my Earl Grey tea and the evening paper. But
it does sound like
the only comment I had was, today I drew a picture of a pony and a kitty, and but I did manage to figure out that this might have an application in something called optoelectronics, which is an important application for things like optical fiber communications. I saw some other thing in this article that said that it might have an application with solar panels, and so I'm like, sweet, that's great, you know. So
that would be great.
I wish I understood it. I didn't pay attention. You know, science class came and I was looking at butterflies out the window. Growing up, I'll tell y'all right now. So it was
nice.
Discovered at the University of Colorado Joint Institute for Lab Astrophysics. And I just have to say, I feel sorry for their cheerleaders.
Give me an H2O. What's this spell? Water. Hey.
So. I couldn't find quantum physics for dummies. So
yeah, that book is way back ordered. That book is way back ordered, and it's thicker than every other book. It's like this thick.
Well, thicker than my skull, I guess. Yeah,
that's
okay. I know. I had to read a few extra things too for this article. I'm just like, wait, what? Huh?
it pushes the boundaries of understanding. Speaking of pushing the boundaries of understanding, let's get on to our next topic for this evening.
It's the Onion Radio News.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Guys are horny bastards. There's a lot of stuff that we will just fuck, just to try it. If you've ever seen the movie American Pie, and I'm sure many of you have, there's a scene there where the guy takes, I forget which character it was, but he takes the pie. He goes, that looks pretty good. It's warm and it's fresh out of the oven. And I'm gonna see if I can put my dick in there. You know, most people think, well, that was just in a movie. I wish it was. Unfortunately, there's a teen out there, and I don't know why he did this. It wasn't a pie he had sex with. He had sex with a Hot Pocket.
You did it.
He goes by the name of called Versa Space Pockets, Versa Ace Pockets, rather. And he was apparently on Twitter, I guess, but his account has been canceled by Twitter, and all of his tweets have been blocked by at Hot Pockets. That's the company that has the Hot Pockets. And he said, I quote, "I just thought it was so fucking funny." He said he also hinted that he'd do it again, but it's just so fucking weird. He said he says, "I tried doing it without a condom, and it was just like way too hot. I put it in the fridge for a little bit, and I was like, dude, I'm going to have to use a condom if I'm actually going to stick my dick in the whole Hot Pocket." Why? I mean, there's times of desperation. This is not one of them. There are plenty of dating sites out there. Pick one. Joe, your thoughts.
Adam and Simple Pockets. Okay. I mean, he got blocked by Hot Pockets on Twitter. Mm-hmm. He got suspended from Vine. And I checked his Twitter account before the show. It's also suspended.
Yep.
You said you don't know why he did this. He said he wanted to get internet famous. And we're kind of adding to the problem here by talking about him. But who cares? I mean, this guy is my internet hero right now. I mean, one of the screen grabs from before his account got shut down says, "You can suspend my Vine, but you can't change the fact that I fucked a Hot Pocket." I mean, yes!
That,
like, he put up a video and pictures of it. Oh my god.
There's a lot of foods in there that have cream filling. This is not one of them that's supposed to have a cream filling. Not that type anyway.
Yeah, I mean, like you know, if he ever wants to donate blood, they can ask about his experience. He'd be like, "Well, I had sex with so-and-so, and what's her name?" And Hot Pockets.
Hot Pocket.
What I want to know is, did the Hot Pocket give consent?
Yeah, maybe he wants to marry it. You know,
yeah. The Republican. Is the Hot Pocket his cousin?
Sister Pocket. Is he related to it in any way? Did he know the maker of the Hot Pocket? Did the Hot Pocket have a design creator?
Did your Hot Pocket call mommy and daddy the same mommy and daddy you call mommy and daddy?
Right. And how did he know he didn't give that Hot Pocket a disease?
Did he call it in the morning?
Did he call it in? Connie, your thoughts.
Call it in the morning. Yeah. It was a ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
Ham and cheese Hot Pocket.
He was actually, before he was silenced, he said the next thing he was going to do was a rotisserie chicken.
Oh, no.
I hope he's banned for life from working in restaurants.
It turns out he cooks at a restaurant. He's a chef.
Oh, no! Oh, no!
So he said, "Well, do you?" Yeah, the interviewer, people said, "Do you do this?" Oh. And he says, "No." But he's, "Is there anything you would not have sex with?" He says, "He would never defile a pancake."
Breakfast pocket. Pancake pocket.
But you know, that's kind of a natural. You think about pigs in a blanket and everything.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. That brings a whole new meaning to pigs in the blanket. Wow. Yeah. You know, that reminds me, there's this joke. I'll try to tell it as quickly as I possibly can, but it just kind of reminded me of this. This guy comes home to his wife. He says, I have this weird desire, and I want to stick my dick into the pickle cutter." And he works at the pickle place. They make pickles, I guess. And she's like, "Well, isn't that dangerous?" Like, no, it's perfectly fine. But, you know, I've got to really try this. And it's like, well, the wife says, "You know what? If you really need to do this, then go for it. Go ahead and stick your dick in the pickle slicer." And comes back home.
What?
Comes home and says, "All right, well, what happened?" "Well, I got fired." "You got fired for sticking your dick in the pickle slicer?" "Yeah, she got fired too."
Oh, my God.
Pickle slicer.
Pickle slicer.
Pocket.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time since I told that joke, so I kind of screwed it up. But I'm sorry, Connie. Do you have some more on that?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm sorry. This is just too funny. Speaking of being bizarre, a brother and sister were in jail after they got arrested for meth at a Walmart. You know, it's not down in aisle six, you know, where you can pick up your razor blades and your methamphetamines. You know, it's just not there. They were actually, apparently what happened was the sister was in the Walmart. She got arrested for shoplifting. And the brother came to pick her up, and they somehow got the drug dog that was in the car next to him, I guess, went nuts, and they checked it out, and his car had methamphetamines in there. Now, that's not the best part of this story. They had him in an adjoining cells, and they were close enough where they could actually touch, and they were making out. They were kissing, and they were arrested for also got charged with illegal sexual contact. Apparently, this brother and sister, they're like half-brother and half-sister. They got the same mother, but they have different dads, apparently. But they were having intercourse as well. And it's just like, wow. They're down. And the best place is, this is down in Texas. So they were...
Alabama. I thought it was Montgomery, Alabama. Is there a Montgomery in Texas?
Yeah, Texas brother and sister in Montgomery County. Yeah, it's in Montgomery, Texas.
Okay,
yes.
Montgomery County.
Yeah.
They're in Texas.
Yeah, that's Texas, yeah. And, yeah. And then there's a little update to the story. The sister was arrested again for assault on her husband. So apparently there's been some sexual contact between her and her half-brother when he got out of jail. And that's I can't imagine that conversation. I just got out of jail. I can't find a date. Let's say you and I go at it. Oh, okay, George. I'll do it. What was going through their minds? I mean, come on now. I mean, there's a lot of things. There's porn like this. There is.
Maybe on your favorite website.
I'm not saying on my favorite website. I'm just saying I've heard of it. I've heard of it, but.
Not legal in Texas.
Yeah, but not legal in Texas. Joe, your thoughts.
This is so... I mean, that's your sister, dude.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's okay. It's only my half-sister. That's your half-sister, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, insert Texas / Walmart joke here.
Right. People at Walmart.
You know, and you could say that, but like the article at the bottom has a few footnotes that mentions cases in other states that are like completely as outrageous as this. It's like, I mean, I can only imagine Dawkins Dog getting a bad taste bear statue of a hillbilly brother and a hillbilly sister doing God knows what.
That's a request.
In the methamphetamine aisle of Walmart.
It's right next to the digital downloads in the tech department there. You get high and then you go and listen to lots of music. Whee!
Did you find everything you need? Yeah, everything except the Hot Pockets. Oh, they're over there. Well, you have your sister. What do you need Hot Pockets for?
Right. Yeah, he doesn't need Hot Pockets. Connie, your thoughts.
Well, maybe for energy afterwards, you know, the post-coital meal.
After pockets.
I can't understand why this is a thing. Are you serious, Packard? Are you saying that she actually has a husband, too, in addition to her brother?
Yep.
God.
Yep.
I didn't think it could get worse.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe her husband's not her dad, is
it? I don't. Hey, it's Texas. Anything's possible.
If your family tree doesn't fork.
If you're free.
Well, maybe there is. I mean, because there's forking going on, you know.
Right.
But
there's a lot. No. There's forking going on.
There's so many ways that this is such a win. It's like a bad country song because you got the Walmart, you got incest, you got jail, you've got drugs. I don't know.
It's just... Joe started working on that country tune there. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
Thing was, when she
times
got
times must be very desperate.
That's, yes. You know, apparently what happened was that she got arrested. Like I said, they called when the police got called in. She claimed that the husband had hit her, but the markings on his body was more conclusive to what he said actually happened. So she was actually arrested. Apparently she put him into a chokehold. So maybe she was the aggressor in this between the brothers. Says, Bobby, come here, Bobby. You're going to suck my titties. Yes.
She's a goodly woman. There's meat there to hang on to in her pictures. I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know what the scary part is? She looks a lot like somebody I knew many years ago, but she's too young. And she lives in a whole other section of the country there. So I'm glad I don't know who this person is, because I would not want this person anywhere near me. Yikes! Did you have anything else to say on that, Connie?
Oh no.
Okay. No. Oh, this is just too good. Anyway, before if you have something you want to say on this, and. I certainly hope you do. There's the phone number below, which is 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. Give us a call. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you think. Tell us what we get right, what we got wrong. And if you would like to get in contact with us other ways, we're going to tell you all that information right now, and we'll be back in a moment to ruin the rest of the show for you.
Would you like to contact us? Your host, Packard Sonic, and his very honored and crazy co-host, with occasional guest hosts, enjoy your comments or suggestions. You can reach us 28 hours a day, 8 days a week, on A Can on a String, Smoke Signals, Star Trek Communicator. Those may not work, but you can contact us on Twitter as PackardPokesAt, and by email at PackardPokesAt@gmail.com. You can also listen and join in the conversation live Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time on VaughnLive.tv/PackardPokesAt. You can find past shows on iTunes, YouTube, Mixler Radio, and Stitcher Radio. Help us out by rating, commenting, subscribing, retweeting, and reposting the show wherever you can. Click the like button on Facebook/PackardPokesAt to join in the conversation. Would you like to help keep the show running and pick up some awesome Packard Pokesat merchandise? Visit cafepress.com/PackardPokesat today and buy hats, shirts, or one of over 300 other items that are also available. Visit PackardPokesat.wordpress.com for links to the news articles covered tonight and more information on this or other episodes. We hope you enjoy the show. Thanks for listening and your support.
And thank you, Joe. Jeez, you do that so well. I think we're going to have to mix it up here a little bit in a while. All right, well, let's get on.
I said in the chat room that people can also reach us by prayer.
Oh, yeah, you could pray at me. I don't think I'm going to hear it, but you can pray at me. Let's get on to our next topic for this evening. There's a lot of things out there people get confused about. One of the things is terminologies. There's an old song that says, one of these things is not like the other. There is, and here's a great example of it. There's VD, STD, STI, HIV, and HTML. Which one of these things does not belong? And if you've guessed it's STD, well, you're wrong. It's HTML. This is one of the things that people confuse that for being a sexually transmitted disease. You go up to somebody and say, yeah, baby, I've had HTML. Like, oh, my God, is that curable? Can you go to the doctor for that? 1 in 10. 1 in 10 That is an alarm. Even 1 in 10 is still too many that they think that HTML is a sexually transmitted disease. This is not just the only one. There's a couple other ones here. They took a survey of 2,392 men and women around the age of 18 years of age and a little bit older to range these questions due to technology, and not everybody, of course, getting to get it right. 20% of that numbers thought that Gigabyte was an insect commonly found in South America. And a gigabyte, of course, is a measurement of data. 42% believed that a motherboard was a deck on a cruise ship. Yeah, you want to go play some shuffleboard up on the motherboard? And then 23%, now this one is sad, thought an MP3 was a Star Wars robot. Yeah. C-3PO, wait, C-3PO, did you get the MP3? Oh, my God. You know, there's these definitions. They're not hard, people. Just take 2 minutes and go look them up. Joe, your thoughts.
Yeah, HTML is a real problem. It's very dangerous. It's disgusting. It's all over the internet.
Yes, it is.
I once got / Uzi Rash at a / truck stop. If you don't protect yourself with virus protection, you too can contract / Uzi Rash and spread it to people you like, like the people who you're related to. I mean, it's very dangerous. You have to take it very seriously. You should educate yourself, use protection, HTML, you know.
Right.
HTML Awareness Day is coming up.
Right. An Enthusby fan says, walk the motherboard, pirate scum.
Well, if motherboard isn't part of a cruise ship, then what is it? Because that's like a real question. What is it?
It's part of the computer. It's the main board.
It's called, on the cruise ship.
On the cruise ship. That's right.
So what's the problem? Like, why is there confusion there? I don't get it. All right, you have to tell me after the show because I'm so confused.
Okay.
But protect yourself. HTML. It's all over the place.
I won't even. I may not even have to tell you what the daughter board is. Then you know that's a whole other. That's all the category.
Oh yeah. No.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
MP3. It's a twap.
Current 33333, you said you need virus protection with HTML. So, yeah.
Well, of course you do. He knows.
Of course. Make sure you're wearing a condom because HTML spreads easily, you know.
Very easily.
Very easily. It's everywhere.
Yes. It's all over the internet.
I see it at the – I even see it at the bank. It's that bad.
Connie, at the bank?
At the bank, yes. They have it on the boards, man. You just walk up to it and it just comes at you. Connie, your thoughts.
What surprised me is about the age group that they were surveying. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they know? I mean, I don't know what all of the, you know, I have to look up, which is a gigabyte and what's the, you know, I don't know how much data it is or anything, but I know it's a computer term. I'm just shocked it was like, what, 18 to 30 year olds?
Right.
I just going, are we that illiterate?
You know,
that's weird.
It is weird because I grew up with this stuff. I mean, I started out programming in BASIC, and I was, you know, 10, go to 20, go to whatever, print, hello, whatever, you know. And
right.
This is, so HTML, I used to do my own web page. I used to code in HTML. So why do they think that it's a disease? That just blows my mind. I mean, we cannot be getting stupider. I mean, not this stupid anyway.
Oh, no. It can't. There's possibility and there's probability. So it's entirely, they're marrying their half sisters. I don't know.
They're marrying their half sisters and not there. They're having sex with their half sisters, so they can't. Yeah. They're getting that HTML.
That's right.
I wonder how the survey was worded, because I mean, you've put any kind of acronym into a grouping, and it's like, all right, there's HIV, there's HTML, and then you put the acronyms for several other diseases. You say, which one's not a disease? you're going to get a sampling that says, like, oh, you know, and, like, they'll pick the wrong one.
Yeah, no, that's fairly true. That's an excellent question. Yeah, it is.
Because a survey is only as good as the question, how the information is gathered.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's still, these acronyms have been around a long time. I mean, it's not like they're brand new. I mean, I still think that you do have a valid point that the way they set up the test could be a good point on why they are kind of screwed up. But if they were pretty straightforward, then I have to say, what are you doing, man? It's not a disease.
Right. I knew a guy in high school that got HTML, and he had to get a lot of shots in his wing-wang.
His wing-wang, huh?
Yeah, it took forever. I was like, how did you get that? He's like, I don't want to tell you. I was like, all right, man. I mean, you know, privacy is privacy. But,
right,
you know,
yeah, but...
you're only 15. How'd you fucking get that?
How did you get...
How'd you get HTML at 15?
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he was having sex with his daughter... with Hot Pockets and the daughter board. He was having
HTML pockets.
Yeah, HTML pockets. He was having sex with the daughter board on the motherboard. You know, whatever. Anyway,
the cow's been milked, I think.
Right. Speaking of sex, Gizmodo, and
speaking of sex, Gizmodo.
Yes. Speaking of sex, Gizmodo.
That's like the quote of the year.
Yes. Speaking of sex.
That's what I look for on Gizmodo is sex.
Right. Every time Gizmodo, there's always sex there. Now, it's they did a lot of surveys, and there's a site. It's called Pornhub, and they give out a lot of information on where all the porn, the type of porn that's being looked at across the country. And it was rather interesting that these places in the United States where particular people were looking at the type of porn. Texas, for example, was looking at mostly teen porn. In Georgia.
Why?
And what's that?
I wonder why.
In Georgia, it was Ebony. In Florida, it was Cream Pie. In Illinois, it was MILF. In Wisconsin, it's teen, and Michigan, it's teen as well. And North and South Dakota was rather interesting. North Dakota was cream pie, and South Dakota was POV. You know, it was a little strange. And one of them was Colorado was smoking. What? What? Oh, and out by Connie out there. Her, the big one that's up there is Asian. Of course, that's in California as well.
That's not a big surprise.
It's just so strange.
But okay.
It's really strange. And there'll be a link at packerpokes@wordpress.com, and it'll have a link to where you can just click on it. And it shows how long the average visit was and how long it lasted. And of course, which was not surprising, Florida was also cream pie. Of course, you know, Florida looks like a dick anyway, so...
Oh, does it? Does it? Does it?
I think so. Now, it said that its average rate was over 10 minutes long and 10 minutes and 51 seconds. Now, the darker ones, Mississippi had the longest, which averaged of over 12 minutes, well, roughly 12 minutes, 11 minutes, 59 seconds. And that one was also teen as well. Joe, your thoughts?
I have no idea why New York is so high on the duration chart. I'm usually done way before this. yeah, what's interesting is if you look at the overall usage chart, mm-hmm. The Bible-thumping states are well represented on that list, mm-hmm. which is very typical because this isn't the first study of this kind. In the past, Utah, Mormon country, often tops these kind of lists. Mm. The more sexually repressed the people, the more likely they are to enjoy the smear side of the internet.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So,
for your state, number one was college, number two was massage, and number three was MILF.
I don't associate those people.
Thumbs up on saying Bible thumping.
Yeah.
Bible thumping. Sorry.
Connie, your thoughts?
I just love the whole thing about how, yeah, the most repressed states are the ones, you know, the most religious states are the ones that are the most frequent, you know, users of this. And there's another chart that I went ahead and I put in our Dropbox,
mm-hmm.
saying the most religious states, and Mississippi is the most mm-hmm. religious state.
Yep.
I mean, if you overlay these maps, it's almost identical. You know, to me, that was just, it was so telling. And yeah, like Joe said, the more repressed you are, you know, the more this is something that, you know, you do in secret. To be honest, there's a few other maps out there, and the very religious states have a lot of problems. You know, there's a lot of poverty, a lot of uneducation, higher, you know, birth rates, teens, everything, and you just can cookie cutter the maps, and it pretty much follows every single time.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah. A lot of these states that are sexually oppressed mm-hmm. are usually the ones that are usually the bigger porn users. I mean, it's Mississippi, of course. Yeah. Like I said, was the longest user, and it was average of over 11 minutes in. Let's see here. 11 minutes and 59 seconds. Well, almost 12 minutes long.
Yeah.
So that,
well,
that's
a lot. Actually, I think that their state is a little darker than the end of that graph there. So
yeah.
Must have gone off.
And to be honest, that probably includes cleanup time. Like they came back later and turned the computer off. They're like, oh shit, this is still running.
Oh my gosh, I left it running. Oh my god, I gotta go.
Right click close.
Right. They get up, walk away. It's like, oh, what's that running on the computer? Oh shit, don't touch that. I'll be right there.
and what's surprising is that Kentucky?
Yeah,
it's Kentucky above Tennessee. Hente. That blew you and me away the other
day. What is
that?
Hentai?
I'm going,
hentai?
What the?
Yeah, it's
I'm not familiar with internet smut, so what does that mean?
Hentai. Okay,
Connie.
No,
I asked Connie.
Okay, I'm just saying it's pronounced hentai.
it's
hentai.
It's tentacle porn. It's like, you know, it's like a space alien. It's a Japanese, you know, X-rated animation, and it has to do with tentacles and like, space creatures, I don't know, like Cthulhu or something.
Well,
down.
Actually...
Are you serious?
Well, that's some of it. Actually, hentai also...
I have to go.
Hentai is also defined by also just cartoon characters having sex. There's a storyline, something weird happens in the story, but it's all cartoon sex, basically.
I think that... I don't know this for sure, though. I've heard it said that in Japan, they don't have... There's not a whole lot of porn with actual human actors, but they have the animated versions.
Mm-hmm.
Hentai is highly suggested. You know, that's usually what people think of when they think of hentai. So,
right.
But yes, it can be.
Karen said in the chat room, says they can't show penises, so they use tentacles. Actually, in some instances, there is hentai porn out there that shows everything, and there's a hentai porn out there. What it does, as soon as they'll show the breasts, but they don't have a problem with that. They don't have a problem with the orgasm they have. That's not pixelated, but as soon as they show the genitals, the male or the female, then it pixelates. And like I said, in some instances, when it's male or female, they don't pixelate. It's straight out there. Some of the storylines are rather interesting. I'm not admitting to anything. I'm just saying that I've come across the storyline. That's all.
Yeah,
after the show. After the show. He also says Japan also bans pubic hair even in all porn media. That's not exactly true. That there's
they
a,
used to
they used to,
to.
They
genitals.
Don't, yeah, they do.
They used to pixelate them, but now it's they lightened up on that.
Yeah, they have lightened up on it a little bit. It depends. There's a lot of old porn out there where it's pixelated, and there's a lot of porn that's
and there's like a what do you call it, a fetish
mm-hmm.
for the old school pixelated stuff. So they still sometimes make the pixelated stuff because that's what guys were into back in the day, and so they're still into it, you know.
Yeah.
So they make new pixelated stuff just because.
Right.
They like the surprise.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's forbidden. I can't look at it completely. I have to look
at it. That pixelated blob is so hot.
Right.
Oh, Joe. Hot pocket.
Hot pocket. Hot tentacle. Anyway. Speaking of disgusting people, we should get on to our next topic for this evening.
I'm going slightly mad. I'm going slightly mad.
Pat Robertson, that idiot is on the loose again. And he's saying some pretty outrageous things. We got a video here. And we'll play that for you here right now.
A close friend of mine believes that the person God wants her to marry is her first cousin. They are both committed Christians, and they even have received several prophetic words in favor of their union. Both families support it. There is a clear, powerful call of the Lord on both of their lives. What do you think?
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey. There's nothing. I mean, I don't know anything the Bible says the problem about marrying first cousin. Now, look, here's the deal. If there are recessive genes, and there are something in the family that would come out if those two recessive genes come together, they might wind up with children that got some kind of disability. Yeah. Other than that, there's no problem. There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't marry your first cousin. And if here you say everybody's in favor of it, all right, go for it. But I would check the genetics. Get some geneticist to check the DNA to see if there's
something. Just to be sure that
just to
not
be sure.
Something.
You don't want to have some mongoloid child or, oh. I shouldn't say mongoloid, whatever.
Children with diseases sometimes. Disease, that you don't find out until
yeah,
after
there, there are all kinds of latent
along.
Genes that don't show up unless their two latents come together and then you have a problem.
Wow. Pat Robertson giving scientific advice. Wow. I did look up some stuff on here. I only have three major points on this. I did look it up in the Bible. Apparently, he's right. Nothing in the Bible really says cousins can't get married. In fact, there's a lot of examples in the Bible where people who were religious got married to their first cousins. But I don't remember if they said that they were first cousins. They just said they were cousins, which could be they could have been second cousins. Or third cousins or whatever. But in a lot of states, it's actually illegal to marry your first cousin. Second point here is, like I said, Pat was talking science. If God really supposedly exists, then why would you even worry about science, Pat? Really? And then he goes on to saying a mongoloid child. This part was the most offensive part. I mean, yeah, the cousin thing, yeah, it was a little gross. But, you know, there's an old saying, incest is best. Put your cousin to the test. I mean, at least in his mind it was anyway.
Is that what they say in Wisconsin?
Yes. We got nothing.
Oh, okay.
What do you think we do in the wintertime out here? We got to keep warm somehow. No, anyway, I'm going to go back to the mongoloid child here. Now, basically, this is a slur, which goes back to people who have Down syndrome. Because when the kids are born with Down syndrome, they kind of look like they're Asian to a point. It's also people who have looked like they're Chinese and Mongolian and things like that. That's why they came up with the term mongoloid. But it's a slur. It's almost a racial slur at worst, actually, not best, but you know, it's terrible. Now, I looked this up. Now, there are state laws regarding marriages between first cousins. Cousin marriage is legal in Alabama, obvious, New Jersey. Okay, make your own jokes there. Alaska, New Mexico, California, New York, Colorado, North Carolina, Connecticut, Rhode Island, District of Columbia, South Carolina, Florida, Tennessee, Vermont, Virginia, Georgia, Hawaii, Maryland, Massachusetts. Now, there are states where their first cousins are prohibited from getting married. That's Arkansas, Nebraska, Delaware, Nevada, Idaho, New Hampshire, Iowa, North Dakota, Kansas, Ohio, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Oklahoma, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Minnesota, South Dakota, Mississippi, Texas. Really? You're prohibited in Texas? Really? Missouri, Washington, Montana, West Virginia, and Wyoming. Now, here's the fun part of this. Now, there are supposed special circumstances where first cousins can get married. And there's like six states here that allow that. Arizona, Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Utah, and Wisconsin. But you can only get married to your first cousin if special circumstances. Now, apparently, the special circumstances are if the first cousin is allowed to get married in these states, in Arizona, if both are 65 years or older and one is unable to reproduce. In Illinois, if both are 50 years old or older, or one is unable to reproduce. In Indiana, they both have to be at least 65 years old. Maine, a couple contains a physician certificate of genetic counseling. Utah is 65 or older, and both are 55 or older, or one is unable to reproduce. And, of course, in Wisconsin, there's a special circumstance. If the woman is 55 years or older, or one is unable to reproduce. Now, there was one special one here. I had to look it up because it was so strange. North Carolina, first cousin marriage is legal. Double cousin marriage is prohibited. I had to look up what is a double cousin thing here. Now, the explanation here is double cousins are formed when two siblings from one family marry two siblings from another family and both couples have children. For example, Jane and Elizabeth are sisters. Tom and David are unrelated brothers. Jane married Tom and they have a daughter, Sarah. Elizabeth married David and had a son, George. George and Sarah would be a double cousins. It's against the law for Sarah and George to marry, but not in many, but not in all places, as they are first cousins. Don't even ask me to repeat that. I'm still trying.
I was told there will be no math on this test.
It's so weird. I never heard of I've heard, you know, first cousin, second cousin, but the double cousin marriage. That just threw me for a loop. Actually, Joe, your thoughts?
I just wanted to go on record that this is what happens when Connie picks all the stories. Thank you, Joe. Now, to the Pat Robertson video clip, what I find amazing is he got really excited about kissing cousins.
I know. Did you see that?
He was almost like, ooh, kissing cousins. Like oh, yeah.
We know what kind of porn he's watching at home.
Yes.
And further, he goes on to say there isn't a real problem with this in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And while he may be correct on that, I mean, Pat Robertson, sir, you are an enabler.
Yes, he's a.
Now you listed a whole bunch of enabler. You listed a whole bunch of states where they had laws against it, and what I noticed was they're the same states that scored very high on the porn watching list.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Bible thumping states. Now, if they had to go so far as to put a law on the books prohibiting this, that means there was some kind of issue with it. Mm-hmm. Like, why would Texas ban anything, you know, if they didn't have a problem with it?
You know, let me tell you something. When I'm not married anymore, but when I went to get my marriage license, when I first got married, the lady asked us if we were related in any way, brother, sister, whatever. And I was like joking. Oh yeah, it's like this is that, like that would be weird, you know. It was just like, you better tell me honestly, or I'm gonna start this down right now, and you're not gonna get a license. Like, whoa, chill out, woman. You know, I was kidding. You know, who would think of such shit? Apparently, Pat Robertson does because he's getting all excited about it.
Entropy fan in the chat room, he was saying that, like, you know, he has no problem with it as long as it's consenting adults and they agree not to have kids. That's true.
That's true.
However, it's still creepy. And he even admitted that. He was like, it is still creepy. And yes, it's creepy. There's a reason why we think it's creepy. There's a reason why it's something that is not encouraged and we should look down upon. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just creepy. It's creepy.
It is creepy. Because these are people you know. You know, I can understand.
There's other fish in the sea. You don't need the fish in your same bowl.
If your tree does not fork, Connie, your thoughts.
When time you go to the family reunion to meet women, you might be a redneck. I don't understand why. I'm glad that Joe picked up on the fact that kissing cousins, hey, I'm going, oh my gosh, I just saw this man's porn face. It was bad.
Oh, yo, yeah. Totally.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know, as I was listening to the video, I'm going, there's something really weird that he says here. Get a geneticist, the GDNA. I'm going, did he just say the GDNA? God damn. I don't know. That would have been wonderful.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand. I know that there have been times in church, but went back when I went to church and we had classes, you know, they would explain away things like cousins marrying cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Because I said, well, you know, back then there wasn't as much mixed DNA, blah, blah, blah. It was, you know, we're still so close to Eve, who had the genetics for all of humankind in her. She had an uber super womb or something.
Right.
Like that. Her eggs were super eggs. And just all of this crap that I was like, oh, okay, I guess that sounds good. Yeah, I don't know. But speaking more to my ignorance at the time. So, yeah, and it was extremely offensive that here, you know, again, Pat Robertson being offensive. It's just that he shocked me with his depth of offensiveness, you know, mongoloid. And meeting Packard, I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't heard that word in forever.
I don't think that's first.
Are you kidding me?
I think that was actually the kind of, I may have heard it a couple times in my lifetime, but I hadn't heard it a whole lot, so I just kind of completely spaced
on it. It fell out of favor when people stopped saying the word retard.
Yeah, well, we kind of say it on this show a little bit once in a while. Yeah.
Yeah, like you're right, exactly right, and because it's also racist. Incredibly awful. So this man, I don't know, Terry Musin, his co-host, has a lot of explaining to do. I can't imagine at this point in her life that she really needs this job.
Yeah.
And I just think that she's enabling him.
Yeah.
Terry Musin, stop, you know.
Stop enabling that old fucker.
Please, just
That's funny that you feel for the people on the show with Robertson.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry. I cut you off, but I said it's funny that you feel for the people that are on the show with Pat Robertson. I've thought that sometimes too. Like you'll see him say something, it's completely outrageous, and the camera will cut to them, and they're making this like wincing face. Like, what am
Their
I doing?
Jaws are
Why are you saying that? Shut up!
I went to college for this.
I went to college. I have to listen to this crap.
I thought this was a good career move. It isn't. It really isn't.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, man. It's just Robertson is such a bizarre man. He really is. And he's saying that it's just so goddamn offensive. Anyway, speaking of offensive, let's get on to our next topic for this evening. And our funny tweet tonight comes from Felicia. That's Felicia, F-E-L-I-C-A, 856-70446. I hope that's not her phone number.
It is. I called it earlier.
Oh, did you not? She says
that. She says, why are you calling me?
Why are you calling me? That awkward moment when you stretch and your inner porn star moan comes out by accident.
That happens to me all the time. I'm like the dentist waiting office. I'm like, oh yeah, and I look around. There's like old ladies sitting there with like their two teeth left. I'm just like, oh sorry.
At least you're not doing the thing from. That what was that movie with Meg Ryan? She goes, yes, yes, yes.
When Harry met Sally.
Harry met Sally, or when Sally was Harry.
Mm-hmm. I've been in that deli. It's down in New York City. And
really?
If you start moaning like that down there, they don't look at you twice.
Really?
It's like, yep, another one.
I'll have what she's having.
I'll have what...
Exactly.
Connie, your thoughts.
No comment.
No comment. Okay, good enough.
No, just no.
Just no. Okay.
I would die of embarrassment.
Okay. Turn beat red and go, whoops.
Yeah.
The only way they know is if you actually react. It's like, it's gas is what it was. It was just gas. Just gas. let's get to the next subject.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout out tonight comes from Connie, and her Connie's shout out is for Detective Number 27. So, Connie, this is somebody who you've been hired to keep an eye on your husband, right?
Yes. Yes. Actually, my husband has been down in Eugene, Oregon, where, yes, and so this person actually could be keeping an eye on him if
right.
he so chose. Shh, it's our secret.
Right.
Yes, well, I'm going to say just out loud, you know, to everybody, Detective Number 27 is child number six, Tyler Ankenman. He's an actor. He's a singer. He's a dancer. He's wants to be a director. He's and producer, and he's also an artist. He draws comics, and he loves Batman. So Detective Number 27 is a nod to the very first issue of Batman in Detective Comics, and it's also a reference to a more recent What If comic.
Cool.
I want to say that he's got a comic on Tumblr called The Independents. Mm-hmm. He did voices for a new game that you can buy at iTunes.
Cool.
An iTunes app. It's called Bug Heroes 2.
Bug Heroes!
And on Friday the 21st of March, he's going to have a radio drama that he's directing and doing a voice for of The Killing Joke, which is a very famous Batman comic with the Joker.
Oh, okay.
So obviously, I'm a very proud mom. He's spent the last year at a theater down in Eugene, Oregon, and doing a lot of productions and starring in some of them. And I just think that he's an extremely talented, funny guy. And,
right.
So check him out, please.
Yep. And his Twitter is DetectiveNO. And then number 27. So one more time, that's DetectiveNO 27. And tell them you heard them on the show. All right. Well, that's it for us tonight. If you'd like to get in contact with us, the number again is 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727. And give us a call and tell us what you think. And or just tell us anything. Tell us a bedtime story. Just tell us whatever. And we'll see you next week with our short show. This has been Packard Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.